Let's talk about this week's parasha. I want to share a story with you that I once heard from Larry Kushner, Rabbi Larry Kushner, that he learned from Reb Zalman Schachter Shalomi about some verses in this week's parasha. The story is of a rich man who dozes off in services and, unable to sleep soundly on the hard wooden bench, hears the verses we read this week to put 12 loaves of challah in the sanctuary. The Torah reads, "You shall take choice flour and bake of it 12 loaves, 2/10 of a measure for each loaf. Place them on the pure table before the Eternal in two rows, six to a row." Having heard these verses through his sleep, he thinks it odd that God would address him personally, but he does it, and no sooner has he left when the poor janitor, at his wit's end, prays to God for a miracle for himself and his family. Of course, when he opens the ark and finds the 12 challahs, he's overjoyed. The rich man returns, thinking God must have been teasing him. But when he sees his challah is gone, he promises God to return next week with even better challah, with raisins too. This challah switching ritual goes on for years until their little game of hide and seek is discovered by the rabbi who confronts them. "I see," said the rich man sadly, "God doesn't really eat challah." "I understand," said the poor man. "God hasn't been baking challah for me after all." They both feared that now God would no longer be present in their lives. Then the rabbi asked them to look at their hands. "Your hands," he said to the rich man, "are the hands of God giving food to the poor. And your hands," said the rabbi to the poor man, "also are the hands of God receiving gifts from the rich. So you see, God can still be present in your lives. Continue baking and continue taking. Your hands are the hands of God." How many people bake challah at home? And how many people just enjoy eating it? I have each of those types in my house. And during this pandemic, I know a lot of people have been baking a lot more than usual. It's now really hard to find yeast, flour, and eggs at the supermarkets. And I've seen some amazing creations posted on Facebook. Honestly, some serious skill. There's even a Facebook group dedicated to making challah. You might know that there are different shapes for challahs. Round for the high holidays, a ladder for Shavuot, or a challah in the shape of a bird, an open hand, or a key are some other traditions. Some of my friends have made funfetti challahs, and I've seen ones with chocolate inside. Even though the recipe may be the same, the experience of baking the challah can be different and creative in other ways. Why do we change the shape of the challah? I would like to suggest that aside from the symbolism of the different shapes at different times of year, it is also another way that the challah stays fresh. Challah in the ark, in our story, stayed fresh because God made it so. But I think the challah staying fresh is a metaphor for our religious practice. Everyone loves fresh challah on a Friday night. Sometimes it's still hot from the oven when you sit down at the table. But sometimes making the challah or buying the challah from a favorite bakery can feel stale and tedious. We're often rushed and stressed. I know I've run in at the last second to grab the last challah off the bakery shelves before they close. There are weeks that I'm too busy or too tired or too stressed to want to bother to make it or even get to the store to buy it. Today, anyone who practices religious ritual knows that keeping the rituals fresh is a constant struggle. It is easy for ritual, once fresh and meaningful, to become rote and a thoughtless habit. Kissing a mezuzah when entering or exiting a room can be a moment of awareness or a reflex with no thought. Saying the prayers in our siddur can be moments of deep connection with God and with community, or we can sing the same old tunes without any feeling or meaning added from ourselves. Eating can be turned into a moment of connection and awareness if we say a short bracha acknowledging how the food gets to our plates, or we can stuff our faces. Or maybe we say the bracha without thinking about what we're saying. It is so easy to go through life just going through the motions. The whole point of ritual is to focus our attention and make an ordinary act a moment of consciousness. Instead of just eating, we recite a blessing to help us be thoughtful and express gratitude. It's ironic then when ritual itself also becomes rote. The rabbis warned of this in discussing prayer. They wrote in Brachot 29b, that's part of the Talmud, "When you pray, make your prayer not a routine, but a plea for mercy and a supplication before the Holy One. Rabbi Eliezer said, when a person makes their prayer a routine, it is not supplication. What is meant by one whose prayer is routine? Rabbi Jacob Bar Edi said in the name of Rabbi Hoshaya, anyone whose prayer is nothing but a heavy burden. Rabbah and Rabbi Joseph both said, the one who is unable to bring something fresh into it. Hence our metaphor once again. The rabbis are concerned not only whether someone is doing it right, but that we are experiencing it right. Going through the motions is easy. Getting the challah to our table is the easy part. Keeping it fresh is what really matters. Stale challah and stale rituals will not nourish our souls. May each of us strive to keep our connections to the rituals that we already do fresh and current, even as we have to now perform those rituals while being separated from the synagogue and community. May each of us strive to foster deep and meaningful connections to the actions we do as Jews, thus bringing more meaning to our lives and bringing us closer to the Holy One. Kein Yehi Ratzon. May it be God's will.